on Faux Hour at Faux on KBN.
Pow!
Hey, what's happening in? Hey.
Hey,
salute. We got that win over the Vikings.
Feeling good, Tori?
I'm feeling pow.
Ooh, I like this. A throwback. Yeah. It's a throwback. Hey.
Kyle Bruston Nortman with you till 5 o'clock. Ben Bross, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Strofer on the show, and alongside Tori, who will be joining us on Fridays moving forward, but back to Tuesday for this week. He's feeling good. Got to talk a little trash to his son, who's a Vikings fan.
Yes.
He really couldn't say anything other than what is wrong
with
our—
He just took it. He just listened.
Well, yeah, his quarterback
right.
isn't even a real quarterback.
I think he in concussion protocol.
That was crazy. Because literally, T.J. Hockenson, after he just got knocked, T.J. Hockenson picked him up when J.J. McCarthy was, like, laying down for a second. Yeah, the kid was concussed in that moment, but it's a
He was like, hey, let's get him out there. If he looks worse, maybe he'll get benched.
He picked him up quick.
Oh, wow.
So, Tori, I'm going to toss it over to Brad Nortman because he's done an exercise because of a conversation that he had that's going to make you and all of us feel old.
Yeah, this is the first time in a long time I felt this old. So, Tori, my wife and I, we've got the two kids we foster and our baby. So, three young kids. We need help. We have a great babysitter, the best babysitter I've ever. She's 16 years old. 16-year-old junior. So she's helping out. Kids are down. And before, we send her home, we're just talking. We're talking about movies and things like that. I'm like, you know what? It's just so much easier to watch something nowadays with streaming and Netflix and all that kind of stuff. You know, it was hard to find things when you had to go to, like, Blockbuster to rent a movie. And she goes,
Blockbuster?
Block what? I said, have you ever heard of Blockbuster? And
she goes,
I've never heard of Blockbuster. And I said, so the idea of, like, going to a store and having a wall of DVDs or even VHSs rent. I was like, she's just looking at me like, I've never heard of this. So I said, it's like a library for movies. And I tried describing to her the, return time and the stress of making sure that you returned it, walk in the aisles and all the things.
The exhilaration of going up to a movie box and praying it was behind it so you could take it home.
What's left of Blockbuster is at the Milwaukee Public Library.
Yeah.
Because they still got a DVD and video section in the library somewhere.
And she kept on saying, like, wow, that's crazy.
Why is
like,
that?
That's crazy.
That's crazy for somebody to think
dated,
that's crazy.
Though.
But she was born
in,
like,
feels dated, but it doesn't
she's
feel,
16. She's
it doesn't
born
feel
like 09.
Crazy to be able to have a place that has movies and things that you can rent.
Well, Gen X. We're the last generation to see technology advance. Into now where it's streaming. So we did.
Well, I don't know. I'm a millennial and I've seen that too.
I'm talking about, but we had I think grandma, when it went from the rotary phone.
I had a rotary phone at the house.
You had a rotary phone.
You move it and it.
Yeah. The rotary phone. And then when we got the regular phone with the dial, my grandma didn't even know what to do with that. She was like,
I just pressed the number?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just saying it was just so big for her. Then when the VCR came, I was like, Grandma, just press play.
Well, slow down.
So I'm glad you're bringing
we did an exercise. Right.
So I'm glad you're bringing this up because it made me think about, man, what else was a big part of our life? Like, I know you're a little bit older than us, but like, if you're in your mid 30s,
oh wow,
I got a couple years.
If you're in your mid 30s, what was around when you were a kid that was like important to your life or just defined it? But to someone who's 16, they'd have like no concept for it, right? Like, so I asked our friends at ChatGPT to put together a list of these things, and boy, they're good. So first one was indeed Blockbuster Video. How about this one? How about dial-up internet? To where you couldn't use the phone.
Yeah.
You couldn't use the phone and go online at the same time.
My dad, when we got our house, we had built the house, he made sure we had two lines on that mug.
Ooh,
two lines.
That's smart, man.
Hey, yeah, my cousin came over, ran up the party line bill.
On the party line.
They had the party line, right?
How about AOL Instant Messenger?
Well, AIM, of course.
Wow,
AIM.
What was your screen name?
Wild number 12. Wow, number 12.
High Rise 2282.
Oh,
Shooting Hoops 22.
High Rise?
Yeah, because like I was a basketball,
a state guy.
Yeah, right. Yeah, High Rise.
You've always been rich.
Skyscraper.
Huh?
Hulk 33.
Yeah, Hulk 33.
Yeah,
I like it.
Powerful.
How about this one? This also came up last night because I also told her that GPS is unbelievable. Because who remembers MapQuest?
MapQuest. What you mean? I remember
maps.
The dang map. Yeah.
Yeah. You had to find it.
Just stop at the gas station, buy a map.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. That's,
I would just when MapQuest came out,
how many
out, I
exits
that was a
did
big
you
deal.
Ride past?
Oh, I mean,
oh my goodness!
I thought MapQuest was. I'm gonna put my home address in and Kyle Wallace's address because I'm gonna go visit Kyle. And it gave you. I thought that was a big deal, but you make one wrong turn and you are done for.
Yes,
like, done.
You had to make sure on the family computer that you printed out the MapQuest. Yes. And like, oh, that was stressful.
And you got to have somebody in the passenger seat that's paying attention.
You know what's so funny is I remember traveling and my mom, because you had to print it out, my mom having a folder with the map trying to tell my dad, go that, it's supposed to be that way now.
Was there anything...
Horrible.
Was there anything worse than like when you were utilizing MapQuest and then you make the wrong turn and then... Everyone in the car starts becoming the expert on how to get back, and then it just
You turn up here.
Strokes?
And
did you?
Back.
Did you? Be honest. Did you ever have to print out MapQuest to get to a destination?
Never when I was driving. Because
you split
like
the
my,
difference.
My
or
mom
26.
Would be. I mean, GPS.
But we didn't have to print out MapQuest by the
I
time.
I did.
GPS
in 2000
existed.
We had eight. We had
2005, 2006.
We had.
Right?
We had the GPS
license?
That would go on the car.
Yeah.
Remember those?
Yeah.
I didn't have that probably until senior year.
Right. Poor Brookfield you ain't even driving your junior, right?
Sophomore
I'm
year.
A baby. I don't
2005.
Turn, yeah, 2006 for me. So that's why, big difference.
How about this one? And this one, I really feel like you don't have a true high school experience.
Are we missing any? 800-990-3776.
Burn CDs.
Oh,
especially
yeah.
for somebody.
Oh,
yeah.
You burn your CD. They have no concept of that now.
Dude, that was such
crazy.
A cool, I like, ever, when it completed.
There used to be a guy
like
waiting
you.
Around in the parking lot with the burn CDs.
Yeah, over there by the Marcus place where you go get all the clothes over there.
If you go to any. Any, like shopping capital. Store, they'd be outside. Hey, we got the new movies.
What they used to do, they used to list off the movies. Like they just say, they only say the new movie. Shaft Friday. I'm like, what you talking about?
And the CDs, the new CDs that came out.
Come to the barbershop with them.
Yeah.
LimeWire.
Oh,
that was
not
the next one, but the one I was gonna do after that. Yep, illegally downloading music, classic. 90s and 2000s.
I can only imagine how many viruses.
Bill chimes in, LimeWire, yes.
How about this one? T9 texting.
Oh, yeah.
Remember you had to click,
annoying.
Like, if you wanted to be, you had to click
twice.
Number two twice. The saying hey to somebody required 9 button presses.
Oh, wow.
I got something. I got something.
Isn't that crazy?
The cable box.
Oh, yeah.
The cable box where you had to.
Yeah, cable box.
You had a black box, Tori? Did you have a black box?
Well, you know,
the legal cable black box?
I can't say that on air. I don't want nobody to see my connection. I don't want to get nobody up.
How about this one? I remember doing this one, and now thinking, I just price gouging. Buying a ringtone for $1.99.
Oh, yeah. Ringtone.
You ever do that?
Yeah, you can have a song.
Yeah, you gotta have a song.
Remember the ring back one?
You was a cool kid, like when you had the ringtone.
Oh, when you call someone,
you can hear a song.
They had a
like
song
that.
For you to listen to. Mm-hmm.
This one's gonna take you guys back to elementary school, at least for us. Floppy disks.
Oh, yeah.
Little floppy disks.
I love playing Oregon Trail.
Do you even know what that is?
I don't know what that is.
You don't know
what
floppy disks is?
You know what Oregon Trail is?
What shape?
You don't know what Oregon Trail is?
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, that's number one. That's one, too.
We
computer
played
labs.
It all the time. Yeah.
Computer labs in school.
Oh, yeah, we had that. Type in class.
Clearly, but you're not playing Oregon Trail.
That was a game.
I was playing coolmathgames.com.
What shape do you think a floppy disk is?
Rectangle.
Yeah, that's close.
A square.
Squares, but
floppy. Man,
same
what are they? A floppy disk.
What are they?
It's basically like a USB before a USB.
Yeah, it was like a little bit thicker.
Yeah, a little thicker.
Well,
hit that slide
Atari,
thing that you could go click.
Atari was one of those things that everybody had. That was like the first video game. It was all
it
square.
Was. You had
a separate device for caller ID on your home. That's a good one on YouTube.
That is
you
good.
Can see
caller
who's
ID,
calling.
Right.
This is.
There's no way you have.
He doesn't know what that is. Not his.
You
house.
Probably had it. Pop up on your cordless phone.
Yeah.
We had a square next to our phone that would show who was calling.
And you could go through and see who all the list of calls.
Oh, yeah. Down.
Is anybody still using pagers?
Pagers?
They did overseas, and that didn't end well for them.
I don't think anybody like other than firefighters are actively using them now.
Doctors.
Sure,
ER.
Sure. Yeah. Medical professionals.
I'll do one more. There's a few other ones, but I'll get to whatever you guys do. How about this one? The ultimate test of someone's character. On a VHS that you rent, did you rewind or not?
No, sure.
No.
Please, that strip says, please rewind if you rented a VHS.
God, no.
Did you rewind?
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Pause. If you press pause and rewind, it goes slower. But if you press stop and rewind,
it goes super fast.
Super fast. Zoom.
Do y'all remember how, so here
we go.
Remember the camcorders? Because my daddy used to love to film. Remember how the camcorders, right? They had the little small tapes. In order to watch the small tapes, you had to have like an adapter tape that you put the small tape in.
Mm.
Oh, the Walls household got a whole bunch of films on that. We could never get rid of VHS. Never.
You still got it?
My dad probably has three VHS things around the house.
What's crazy is
it's going to be worth someday, Kyle.
Maybe. That and pennies, huh?
My parents took all of our like home videos that were originally on VHS, converted them to DVD. It took like months. And now DVDs are like out of the league.
You got to take the DVDs and put them on the cloud.
Crazy.
What if the cloud crashes? There go all the memories.
Here we go.
Oh, man.
Good
so
stuff.
That was a bunch of them. There are some more, but those were the highlights. I don't know if any came through.
That's pretty good.
I
feel dated now.
Any one of those, Stro, for you being 26, any one of those really hit you different? To rewind the ones we talked about, Blockbuster Video, dial-up internet, AOL Instant Messenger.
Yeah, AIM, I had that.
Burned CDs, MapQuest.
Oh, hold on, stop. Burned CDs. I don't know if I've ever told this story. It's not a good one. Not a good one. So
it means it's a good one.
I utilized LimeWire so I was a dorky kid, as we've established.
Oh, no, shocker.
So when my parents got divorced, when my parents got divorced, I got very like I used the computer. That was my getaway, right? I would be on the computer a lot. So I would utilize LimeWire.
You and I at the same time.
Late at night.
Mom, you home? You home?
Is that you?
Is that you at home?
No, the thing is, I was like 7, so I don't know that crossed my mind for a couple years. But I was on MySpace at like 8 years old.
How did
old.
He get a virus on the computer?
That was from LimeWire.
Oh, pop-ups.
Well, those still exist, Ben.
They do. But they're just blocked, but you don't understand pop-ups.
Oh, my. It used to be the Wild West of pop-ups.
So anyway, in sixth grade, I was what, 12 in sixth grade? I had a girlfriend that went to a different school. She did exist. But she went to a different school.
I love
school.
That you have so, to say that.
We met up, well, because that's the old thing. She goes to a different school. So we met up on Friday nights at the YMCA, and we were together for 3 months, right? And I was like, this is a big one, 3 months.
That's like 3 years. That's like 3 years in 12-year-old years.
Facebook and Skype. We would Skype together.
Jeez, Skype.
Oh, wow.
Hey, can I do play-by-play for you?
Skype really bumbled the bag in the...
Yeah, that's sold. They were ahead of it.
Microsoft, but Zoom took over.
Microsoft bought Skype.
After the pandemic, right?
Yeah.
Anyway,
really doing much with it.
At 3 months, I was like, "This is a big time anniversary. We've been together a long time.
It's a long time."
So I bought her a necklace from Kohl's, and I burned her a CD.
What songs?
I only remember one of them, and it's an awful song. It's Love Like Whoa by the Ready Set. You probably don't even know what I'm referring to.
My love is like whoa.
No, that's not it.
You know what song?
That's
an
R&B song.
She broke up with me.
Not Denmark.
She broke up with me a day later via Facebook.
Damn.
Yeah, you just
wait. What was the necklace?
You fall
was it
too
like
quick.
A
we've learned
it was
heart.
Just like a heart. Yeah,
we fall. You fall way strong. Too quick. We know that. You love love.
He does fall.
He does fall.
Have you ever been single for more than 3 months?
Oh yeah, but if you up that number,
6 months.
Oh man,
I'm not mad at you. You got trauma you dealt with, man.
He just loves love, man.
I love love. I think the world needs more love, and I have a lot to give.
You sure do.
He's a lovable guy.
Yeah, he is very lovable. He's like a puppy.
Is this the song?
Yeah, I would have killed you.
Yeah,
we're done.
What is she up to nowadays? She found a real man.
That's a good question.
What would you guys do with the wife?
Find a real man.
If my son told me he gave this to a girl for a song, I'd say, "Oh, that's your mama in you. This ain't my jeans."
Did I tell
no
you the middle school story when I was dating a girl named Ashton, Punk'd was like a really really popular show.
Oh, great show. Yeah. Oh,
and so goodness. She found a pin, and it was about she strophed me about 3 months in. In sixth grade, she put in my locker, "I heart Ashton," as a joke. But I was like, "No, that's too far."
Oh,
so I dumped
her.
You gotta dump her.
Dang,
yes, just like that.
I heart Ashton.
Did you not heart Ashton?
Not like that.
See, in high school, that's a good thing. I heart Ashton.
She was marking her. She was marking
she
her
was.
Territory.
Yeah, and then I would say, "I'm gonna mark mine."
See, she was trying to mark a man.
Mark mine.
She left you in the dust.
Control.
Yeah, stay away from the ones that try to control you.
What would you guys do at the YMCA as 12-year-olds?
Great question, Brad.
Sit down and watch other people play.
They did this thing, at least in the Green Bay.
No, for real.
At least in Green Bay, they did a thing called, I think it was Teens Night. or kids' night or something. We're like middle school.
Where you have to spend the night over at the YMCA?
No, you just spend like a few hours there. But like the, you had the basketball courts then, and like you played dodgeball. And there was pizza, yeah. I think Pizza Hut was there.
Because
yeah.
We would sleep over at the YMCA.
Really?
Oh, like a lock-in?
They had the lock-in.
Yeah, lock-in. Like,
you could go swimming if you wanted to, but we never did.
Yeah, and a couple times we went swimming.
The pool was the best place.
Two people almost drowned.
Oh, wow.
I was terrified. Yeah, they jumped off the diving board. Didn't even know how to swim.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know that happens. As someone who's been around children before, it's bad.
Brad, you know, maybe through all that time, thinking back, maybe you worked with a good bank and got some good rates and found your way in life.
Yeah, I tell you what, all this thinking get me thinking long term. And if you're thinking long term, especially with your financial situation, then Bank 5-9 is the only place to go. Every pillar of your financial life, they're going to take care of you with. Whether it be wealth management, checking, savings, deposits, loans, CDs, whatever it is, Bank 5-9 has got you covered. You can put your head on the pillow at night and rest soundly knowing that Bank 5-9 is the best bank in the Milwaukee area from the prestigious choice Community Choice Awards. Not only that, top workplace for 16 straight years. Just another reason that they are living out their mission of making lives better. Their customers, their employees absolutely are satisfied. But not only that, serving the community, volunteerism, charitable giving, so much is dedicated to making lives better of the people in their community. That's why they are the local, the true community bank that you are looking for. So go check them out and see how they can make your life a little bit better at bank59.com. Member FDIC.
Dave from Aaron chimes in, and I think Dave from Aaron's actually wrong here. Strofe went from a heart necklace after 3 months to talking about marriage on the first date. Strofe, you went backwards. No, he actually stayed the exact same. And that's where I actually give him credit.
It's crazy.
It's wild.
I don't even know. What I mean,
wedding vows, politics.
Yeah,
on the first
but that
date.
Was that was well, the politics part wasn't, but the other parts were like kind of jokes.
No,
that's crazy.
It's a joke, but it's like dipping your toe in the water.
What's the cartoon where the eyes pop out of the head?
Kyle's on a first date.
SpongeBob.
Kyle's on a first
date.
Oh
wow!
I don't know.
Somebody asked Kyle Wallace. So, do you want to do your own wedding vows?
I would immediately think this broad is crazy, but she's cute. So, we'll see where this takes us for the night or the week or a couple weeks, but this ain't the one. Immediately. Oh, she's too clingy. I don't want no stage five clinger.
I love clingy.
Oh, wow.
You're a clingy. You're
a
clinger.
I didn't give her enough to cling on.
I love that.
Absolutely not. I'm already planning how it's going to end. But a good time before it is.
You're our stage five clinger here, Strofe.
Yeah, I love you guys. That's why I'm yelling at you at weddings.
Good for you. Be yourself. Be yourself, man.
Thanks, Tori.
Go Pat, go, right, Tori? They winning.
Invite me in.
They winning.
Oh, of course.
Here it is.
Tori, did you enjoy yourself today?
Yeah, I had a great time. Yeah.
Happy Thanksgiving. Go eat good.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
What's your favorite? Hey. What's your favorite dish for Thanksgiving?
Last year, we did this.
Duck dressing.
What about the collard greens?
Well, if Liz brought it,
wait a minute,
Liz
the collard greens. Yeah. You just call greens, man.
Well, we know Liz brought in everybody's greens. It was fine.
It was delicious.
Stuffing or dressing?
I like duck dressing.
What is
stuffing? You say dressing.
We don't
dressing
have time for this.
Stuffing or dressing? What do you guys say? Quick. Then we'll go to break.
Dressing.
Even though stuffing dressing. Is delicious.
No, I say stuffing.
Stuffing is good, but dressing is
dressing
good.
Dressing is, put foot in it.
Nailed it.
All right, good job, guys.
Pow!
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
You said they are a reflection of their head coach.
Yes, yep. He's soft, as he proved with you by signing that damn jersey you had on. You
preach
think
it.
You think Campbell would have signed that jersey?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Lexi's the organizer, and thank goodness, because the closet that Lifetime Home Services installed for us in Baby Will's room, it is beautiful, it's amazing, the room is now complete, his bedroom is now ready for him. Lexi went in there the other night, organized it, all of his clothes in there, all of his toys. The room's complete, and it's thanks to Lifetime Home Services. And you might be thinking that you got that project, you got that renovation in your home, and you're wondering, man, I wonder if Lifetime Home Services can do that for me. The answer is yes. Their menu of service, it's unbelievable. They can do anything you can think of. Whatever it is, they can do it. Give them a call and try them. Because whether it be like a custom closet like us, full home renovations, talking bathroom or basement or kitchen, could be radon, cleaner air, could be custom closets like us, could be epoxy floors, cabinets, organization, whatever it is, Lifetime Home Services has a solution for you. That's because for over 30 years, families just like ours have trusted Lifetime Home Services to make their home safer and better looking. They have earned their trusted solutions and lifetime results. Schedule today at lifetimehomeservices.com.
Kyle Bruston Norton with you till 5 o'clock, leading into the Homer Hour with Professor Big Daddy J.A. John Anderson, who will be joining us at around 4:45. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talking text line. We did go down memory lane as Brad had a babysitter who had never heard of Blockbuster, rightfully so, because she's 16.
16.
And you're 36, and we're finding those things that we all miss.
Dog, it's that crazy. It's so wild that when we were 16 and people who were like 40, they were born in what, the 70s at that time? Maybe 80s. Yeah, no, 70s.
Are we just talking about the circle of life now?
No, I mean, yes.
So if my babysitter's 16, I'm 36, that's equivalent to us having someone being born.
60s.
I'm 1989, that'd be 1969.
That's a whole nother world.
It's a whole nother world.
That's crazy.
And the world
okay, when you
more,
put it like that.
The world has changed more between these previous 20 years than the 20 years before
that. The 70s to me seem like, oh my gosh, what was it like? And our parents and people, they lived
grabs
in the 70s
the mic
and
80s.
No,
in
I'm
eyes.
Serious. It's like, oh my gosh, what was the 70s like? Y'all did disco?
Can somebody call in and tell Kyle about the 70s and the 80s? 800-990-3776. I want to know too. To be honest,
wild times.
Was life better that way, or was it better now with all the stresses and technology? And
I would prefer if this is somebody over the age of 60 that actually like lived in the 70s and 80s and was coherent.
It feels like life was simpler in the 70s and 80s.
Had to be.
Even the 90s when we were growing up, it felt simpler, right? No internet, just things are a lot simpler. Now it was connected and convenient. But that also comes with like a dark side of being too connected.
Yeah, I think life was more simple back in the day, and I think it had to be better in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Like, I've lived through the 2000s and the
90s. Except the Packers in the 70s and 80s.
They were trash.
The Packer backer, live in the 70s and the 80s and endure the Packers?
If I had to go back into the future, right?
Back to the future, just like the movie, which you haven't watched yet.
I've seen that movie before.
I thought that was the initial KBN movie.
I really would like someone from the 70s and 80s to describe life to us on the Carbless Talk and Text Line, 800-990-3776.
Being the Kyle Walls that I am today, and I had to go back and live through 10 years of the 70s, I would lose my mind. I would be saying, fire the coach fellas, I know how this goes. Fire him now. Fire Bart Starr immediately.
So
he's a failure as a coach.
You literally
I kind of did fire him immediately.
So
what,
you would
get
literally
2 years?
Become our callers right now after one bad game of fire to coach.
I would be justified though. Nostradamus.
Wow.
I'm so looking forward to this because I don't know who. I don't think I've ever seen this caller's name before.
Well, do you remember calling a home phone? Like, hi, Mrs. Wallace.
My parents
kind of
have
there?
A home phone. I used to call home.
Imagine being 18 in the 70s and having to be worried about getting drafted.
Vietnam
that
was
just became real.
I guess it was.
That's crazy.
Had to be the early 70s because by the time Papa Wallace came around, the draft was over.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was born in the 50s, so. Oh yeah.
Imagine being, life is always more fun earlier. Ask the parents of the 60s. I think I see what he's getting at there. On the Carbless Talk and Text Line, Ed is 58, born in 1968.
57, I miswrote it.
1957.
Now, this is perfect.
He's 57, born in 68.
Because I'm 36, our babysitter's 16, and Ed is almost 20 years older than us, a whole nother generation.
We got a 20-year gap conversation coming.
Let's
Ed,
go.
You're on the Carbless Talking Text Line. At what part of your life did you love the most?
I love between 83 and about the beginning, 89, 83 and 89, like 90. And the reason I tell you is this. Like, me and my buddy were just talking about that. Like, you might get a text. You're not a text, but a page. And you wasn't in a rush to go, you know what I mean? People knew, even if you paid somebody, it took time for you to get to a pay phone. So y'all don't even remember, Fed. We used to put that little quarter. It was actually 20 cents. Put 20 cents or 15 cents, and you could call and talk to people. You'll pull up on a gas station. They got a phone. You just talk. Life was so much easier. But I will say this. I think that the youngsters today are just so much more advanced than we were. You know, when it comes to computers and just in general, dude. I think that – I won't say they're smart. I think they had a potential to be a lot smarter. But what I will say is this. And I, even you guys' generation.
Hey.
They are not as tough as we were.
Oh, the age-old generation versus generation question.
I will say these Gen Zers are softer than damn Charmin. They 100% are.
Yeah.
What one thing that I've observed.
I mean, look at him. Put your face on camera.
So
this is Exhibit A in court. If I could picture.
Here is one thing I never understood. Before cell phones, before texting, so we're talking 60s, 70s, and 80s. How would you meet up with anybody?
What do you mean?
Hey,
he just said you got page, then you go to the pay phone.
We're all going to Summerfest together.
Okay, what time are we meeting at Summerfest?
Or
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Okay, well I'll see you
at the drums.
Great.
Okay, cool. I'll see you at 7 o'clock.
Okay, if there's traffic.
Okay, well then obviously he's probably delayed in traffic. You have more patience back then because you understood. You didn't have that sense of urgency. Like, where are you?
What happens when you go to the restroom? I go grab a carbless, and then all of a sudden it's like, wait, where did we go?
Meet me at X.
You just walk
meet
around.
Me by this beer
stand.
It's
not that easy, guys.
Dude, yes, it is.
You wander. You figure things out.
Everybody survived, Brad.
Yeah, but it must have been crazy.
Brad, you wouldn't have made it.
Like look at the stars and figure out like landmarks.
He needed his butt wipe for him.
Yeah, and Brad, man, all the healthy food they didn't have back then.
The dyes and all the.
Yeah, but they all survived.
They are.
Your parents are.
They're doing great. I think food
is getting worse. It's ultra processed.
I think it's gotten worse.
It's even more processed.
I think
now.
It's gotten worse.
Y'all gonna get them bland Cheetos? They got the red dyeless Cheetos.
Oh, I did see about them.
That dye's bad for you, boys.
If they taste anything like they tasted in Europe, I don't want them.
How much red dye do you think Strofe is consuming?
Oh my god,
he's drinking a Mountain Dew right now. It's probably got some in it now.
Do you hear that? Pepsi came out and said they're gonna move the dyes from like Mountain Dew and stuff.
Only yellow, no red.
Why stop there? That makes no sense.
I mean, what is yellow? It's a different color.
It's crazy that an ingredient is a color.
The John
we're
Milwaukee
put blue
yellow
in
five.
Here. Yeah, what does that even five. Mean? How
John
can you
Milwaukee,
just put blue?
This conversation right now, how do you meet up with people, is exactly why none of you could have survived in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, that's a good comment.
Yeah,
Brad, that's a good
Brad,
I think Brad's
crazy.
In his own island.
It's harder than you think.
I'm closer to Brad.
We take for
Kyle
5 minutes away.
Would have done a little better.
Did y'all not go around the neighborhood and just show up to people's houses and be outside all day?
Yeah, but you're a kid.
When the
street lights go on, go home. It's just like that as an adult, Brad. It's, hey, we're meeting at Summerfest. Meet me by X. Meet me by this parking lot. Meet me by this beer stand. There's this T-shirt vendor that goes on this street.
Bro, so my anxiety couldn't handle that.
That's the
like, are they coming?
That's the problem.
They're late.
Where are they?
Y'all soft,
how long
too.
Do I wait?
Nah, it'd be okay.
Kyle, Brad, and Ben are softer than Charmin.
I would agree. They remember Silver Spoon Boys. Silver Spoon Boys.
Must have been nice. It would be way easier than it would be.
In fact, your parents didn't make you guys tough enough.
I guess the country club maid and assistant would always make sure they got to their family if they got lost.
Now you're getting me confused with the Nortman.
Benny's lounging out at the member guest while his dad plays.
I didn't even know what a member guest was when he brought it up.
I didn't know what a member guest was.
I never heard of that either.
Oh,
but
sure you didn't, Brad.
We never heard of that.
Yeah,
I was afraid to go to a country club one time because I didn't feel like I could fit in.
Heading to a Milwaukee Bucks game? Make Potawatomi Sportsbook your stop and catch a shuttle to Fiserv Forum. After you purchase or bet anything at the bar or in the kiosk, a wristband will be given to you upon request. You will have to have that wristband when you board the shuttle. And the wristbands are not required for the return shuttles. Seating is limited on a first-come, first-served basis. Shuttle pickups and drop-offs will be at the annex next to the sportsbook. Shuttles begin 1 hour and 15 minutes before the game. Return shuttles begin third quarter and run nonstop after the game. Bet above the rest at Pottawatomie, where everybody is welcome.
I'll be playing bingo. Big 52 tonight, 6
not
o'clock.
How that works.
Heart of the Canal Street. Well, I'll find out how it works. I'll be doing some bingoing tonight at Pottawatomie.
Bingoing.
And yeah, bingoing. I'll be calling off
crush it, clearly.
067 or no, 069. That's the one you wanted.
Both. 067, 069.
It only goes to 70.
All right. I cannot wait. Heart
it's
of the Canal
15,
Street.
So B is 1 through 15. Dude, I is 16 through 30.
Strofe, they'll teach me today. I'll be there at 6 and they'll teach me. I don't need you to
31
teach
through 45, 46 through 60.
Why didn't you 60? Do it?
Have any of you guys drank from a garden hose?
Hell
of course.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Delicious.
Of course.
I wouldn't do it now, though. Oh, that lid. Probably why I'm how I am now.
Next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
He's a good guy.
I can't. I couldn't believe y'all lost to TCU.
Yeah, you and me both.
Rough.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'm now to hear from Alex Strofe. It's Kyle Brust and Nortman. Across 94.5 ESPN, the ESPN Wisconsin app, and YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee. Let's hit it. Wheel of Strofe.
It's time for the
Wheel of Strofe.
Another day. Another great time to spin the Wheel of Strofe.
Oh, come not on. A buckaroo.
Oh,
what
buckaroo.
Are you upset
Rooney.
About?
I'm a buckaroo guy.
No, I'm just kind of over the buckaroo.
Another buckaroo.
I don't even know what that means. I don't even know what it means.
He hijacked it from you.
No, I like it, so he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah. That's
no, I. But it just doesn't really make any sense.
That's exactly why it works.
Well, another day, another dollar.
Another
turned
buck.
Into buck. Buckaroo is very show.
Yeah, but I'm not getting paid to do a Wheel of Strofe.
Technically, you are. This is part of your job.
Ooh, he got you with that.
I guess that's a fair point. All right, another day, another buckaroonie, baby. Come
just
on.
Just a buckaroonie, not a buck, but a buckaroonie, which actually means like nothing.
Yep.
It's that, just fictitious that, money.
That wheel seems not.
Oh, another day.
Dropping
another
give me 50.
Start burning off those Thanksgiving calories.
Yeah, you're going to be so jacked for Thanksgiving. Your grandpa's going to be like, oh my gosh, Alex, where did all that come from?
Won't even recognize
yeah,
you.
My grandpa is a Vietnam War veteran. I wish you would give him a little bit more respect when you impersonate him.
Oh my goodness, Alex. How did you get all that muscle?
We did
damn,
learn.
Vietnam best for 81. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm putting his grandpa age on
me. What we did learn is Alex Strofe's grandpa needs Alex Strofe to bring some Thanksgiving dinner.
Would you trust the meal that Alex
no.
Strofe brings?
No. No. I've seen his food. It's very bland.
No, it's not. You made that up years ago.
No,
I'm a very years
you
ago.
You stop sending us pictures picture. Of your meals because
I cook every night.
Well, keep sending the pictures then, so we can judge your meals.
How was the salmon picture?
The salmon picture lacked a little bit of.
I think it just blended
sustenance.
In because I used a salmon seasoning that was the color of the salmon.
It looked like a very pale salmon, very pale.
I gotta find that picture because I mean I use a bunch of salt and pepper. As well on everything. So like, but you couldn't even see it in that picture. Salt
guys, you hear that?
Slappy mama.
Salt and pepper.
Yeah, that's the house I want to go to for Thanksgiving. The salt and pepper
what
house.
What dish are you most excited to cultivate?
Do you have a spices drawer
I'm
or just salt
no,
and pepper?
No, just salt and pepper.
It's not a drawer. It's a cupboard. I have a bunch of seasonings.
That's right. You got a bigger kitchen
but
than
salt
me.
And pepper.
I do.
To go to, okay.
I do have a bigger kitchen than you. What?
So what are your go-to for seasonings for this delicious dish you're going to
make? Well, I'm making a ham, so I'm going to make like a honey
ham.
Mustard glaze.
Honey mustard glaze. That's interesting. You
or should
do
I
like
go
a,
maple?
Maple syrup, brown sugar, maple syrup.
Yeah, brown
sugar
is involved in both of them.
Brown sugar.
Between which glaze I'm going to do?
Don't
maple
do honey mustard.
Fits a little more. Yeah.
Is that more festive?
Yeah, you want yes. that honey
yeah,
ham.
Yeah, I would be
ham.
Excited for a maple glaze.
Okay,
maple how you cooking it? What you putting it in?
The oven?
Just the oven? Not like a slow cooker, big old slow cooker?
No, because I'm traveling, so it's not my kitchen that I'll be using. I'll be bringing all the stuff I'm going to use, but... And then I'm making mashed potatoes, which I've gotten really good
at. How do you make mashed potatoes?
This is the classic.
No, I've been
Wheel
making...
Wheel Strofe's going to be really good today.
I've been yes. making a lot of mashed potatoes recently.
How do you do that?
Okay, so I cut potatoes up a little bit, like I cube them a little bit, and then I boil them for, I don't know, 15 minutes.
Oh, you
cube
then boil. That's interesting.
I cube then boil just
so
because
wait, do you,
faster.
When do you take off the skin?
The process.
I keep skinning my mashed
okay,
potatoes.
Okay, okay.
Wow.
Unless there's like a bad spot, then obviously I'll cut that off or skin that. But And then I boil. I then drain after 12 to 15 minutes. And then I add, dependent what I'm
going to
do.
What do you use to mash them?
I have a masher thing.
Masher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a masher
thing. How do you get them to be whipped?
So it kind of depends on the type of mashed potatoes I'm making. So like for Thursday.
I will likely
use some sour cream, some cream cheese, and some heavy whipping cream. Given the amount of mashed potatoes I'm cooking for like 10 people. And then I'm gonna use chives. Probably some green onion as well.
Send it to
a little
me.
Bit of garlic.
I want to see a picture.
Yeah, we want a picture of Thanksgiving.
I
want to
see how grainy it is.
I'm gonna make the potatoes tomorrow night and then throw them in a crock pot so they stay warm for Thursday. And then I'm gonna bake the ham during Green Bay game day on Thursday. So I will be giving live updates on Green Bay game day beginning at 9 a.m.
I cannot wait. I want to see a picture of this.
Man, it Thanksgiving dinner. By stroke.
I don't know why you guys don't think I'm a good cook.
Because I've seen your food.
Yeah,
I also don't like that Homer walked in the room, Brad said, Thanksgiving dinner by stroke, and Homer gave a giant smile.
Well, it's just remarkable because
he wouldn't eat it.
You know, I've seen you eat soda, drink soda, Nerd gummy clusters, and the thought of you cooking a nutritious, delicious dinner.
He's only going to put salt and pepper on it.
Fascinating.
Yep.
I believe in you, Stroh.
And you can wash it down with a nice car wash at Tsunami Express.
Oh, that's right. I mean, it will wash off anything on your car, and you'll be driving around just like us during this Thanksgiving weekend. And got to make sure your car is looking good as you're driving around to all your family and friends. And Tsunami Express Car Wash is the only place to go for that. It is the premier car wash location all around southeastern Wisconsin. More and more locations are opening up to make it more convenient for you. And they got a Black Friday deal that you cannot look away from. 10 is not just the number of the Green Bay quarterback, but it is also the first month of any Tsunami Express membership as long as you do it now through November 30th, available in store for new members only. Go in there, go in store, tell them you want to take advantage of the $10 first month, and you can go over and over and over. Become a ceramic member just like me, because Tsunami Express, it's so good, it's going to make you want to keep on coming back for more. Interior, exterior, wash everything to make your car look like it just came off the showroom. Wash, chill, repeat. With Tsunami Express Car Wash.
Professor Big Daddy J.A. John Anderson next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
DKB, they get all my love, all my energy, and all my time. I'll be danged if GKB and Craig not going to allow me to take my half an hour boo-boo. If I need to do they need to allow
that's
me to do that.
That's your whole lunch break.
I don't even take a lunch break. I work during lunch.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Buying a home is one of the biggest moves you'll ever make, and if you're making a move like that, I want you to have a team behind you that knows what they're doing and they actually care, KBN Nation. That's why, when you're ready, I want you to work with my friends at Citizens Bank. From the pre-approval process to closing and even after you get the keys, they will be with you every step of the way. No runaround, no wondering who to call, no last-minute surprises, just one trusted lender making the whole thing feel a lot less stressful. And get this, you can meet with someone in person or start your application online. However you roll, they've got you. So whether you're buying, refinancing, or just starting the dream, check out Citizens Bank, WI.bank. That is Citizens Bank, WI.bank. That's banking where you belong with Citizens Bank.
Joining us before the Homer Hour is Professor Big Daddy J.A. John Anderson. What's going on, John?
Oh, I'm just rolling home real quick to do this show. I apologize that I caught you in the car. And then I'm going to go out tonight to catch the undefeated Missouri men's basketball team.
A lot better than the Missouri football team that looked horrible against Oklahoma.
Oof.
John.
We like to think of that as offensively challenged, okay? I don't think we got to be that mean. Oh. Now that the Badgers have won, scored 23 points, and you're
you can get at me. I'm not going to come to the defense of the Badgers right now. I mean, good for them, but a long way to go with what we were sold and what we were going to get. Now, you've lived a lot of life. Is that fair?
I would like to think so, yeah.
What was the best era of time that you've been a part of throughout your years?
In general,
in life, what was the easiest, the simplest, the most fun that John Anderson looks back on? That was the best.
Kindergarten was great. I got to nap. They had snacks all the time.
What a great time.
Preach.
Right?
I guess from a 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000s.
Let's see, what else? Early in my career was terrific fun, right? You're like, you're young, you got no money, so you don't have to worry about anything. And, you know, good friends, you're starting your way in the business. That was okay. You know, sports era wise, I don't know that I have a golden age, because by the time the Packers really got good, I was out and covering sports and it was a little different time. But early 20s weren't terrible at all.
You said 20s, huh?
Not like the 1920s. I'm not that old.
Oh, your early 20s.
Oh, yeah. Time. I heard it as the roaring 20s.
No, I took it as his age 20s. Right. But, yeah. John, we were debating on this show. Who's more important to this Packer team this season, Micah Parsons or Jordan Love?
Can we play complimentary football? Like, how do you choose one of those? I guess in the end, always I would take the guy who touches the ball every single time.
Well, John, what about Malik Willis? Know. What about the Malik Willis combination with Micah Parsons? I'm not saying I want it. I'm just saying I feel like the offense would be okay with Malik Willis, where the defense would fall off the face of the earth without Micah Parsons.
I don't want to go that they. I don't know that they'd fall off the face of the earth.
Sir, let me help you. Last year at this time, they were sixth in the league in points given up defense. This year, they're fifth.
Giving up less points in total, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, what? I just
they give up less points.
By one. Their defense is not that much better.
Well, the offense isn't very good either.
That's the problem, but we're not talking about. But Parsons so important. Why is the defense about the same as it was last year?
They're turning the ball over less, equalizing that, but Parsons is making up for any positive that the defense does have.
Oh, he is, huh?
There was none of that last year.
John,
there was no pass.
John, while we're having this conversation,
they didn't need one apparently.
Obviously, John, this is a tease. John, do you think the Green Bay Packers defense has ascended to being elite?
Not yet. No, they're very, very good. They're very good, but I don't know they're elite. I don't know that you could win just the Super Bowl with them, like the Ravens did against, where they did it just with like you. And listen, I like Trent a lot, Trent Dilfer, who I've got to know for many years here. But that team could have literally won playing 10 guys on offense or just the old wing tee. I don't know that this team has that yet.
Talking with John Anderson of ESPN, and I guess, do you know what you're getting into here with Homer? Because he's
definitely on.
He thinks the defense is being oversold.
Yeah, totally oversold. Do you think after they beat a team with the worst quarterback anybody's ever seen?
So what about the Eagles game?
I mean, it's over the course of a whole season. Pick and game. How about the games where they have no running defense? Their defense is not that much different.
They allowed 20 points or less in 8 of their 11 games.
They were
this
almost
season.
Exactly the same last year.
Okay.
I mean, I can't. You don't want to look at the facts. You just want to believe it.
No,
facts are the numbers are the same.
No, the numbers may be similar, but your eyes also tell you that the defense seems much improved. Last year, you're talking about you literally have a 7th-round pick and a 6th-round pick at cornerback playing on that game where you got a guy, Kamal Haddon, that you never heard of, and you didn't see him make any mistakes. Why? Because the pass rush was there.
Because J.J. McCarthy is also bad. So you hear Kyle, you hear Homer. John, what do you make of that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Am I participating?
Yes. Yes, you are.
That was the salt, just so you know.
I would say I'm kind of like the guy that says that you can make stats say whatever you want them to be. I think they are an improved defense. I think they are a noticeably improved defense. I think that is a defense that is, whether the numbers are panning out because points allowed, I think this defense is much more intimidating. It is much more likely to get people off the field. 3 downs and out, and I think they're whatever the stats are. I'm a little with Kyle. Like, my eyes tell me, and it feels different, and they look different, even if they go from 5th to 6th in points allowed.
John was great today.
How about that?
Excellent, John.
If you're salt and sweet, what is Homer?
He
needs a governor. That's what he has said. That's a great line.
He's all of it. What have I said?
That I need a governor.
Well, you do need that every once in a while. You are prone to violent mood swings in your attitude.
Violent Mood Swing, Salt and Sweet, all next in 2 minutes. The show that never